This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Multiple media outlets are citing sources saying Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris has chosen Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate, though no official announcement from the Harris campaign has been made. Harris will introduce her running mate at a rally Tuesday evening in Pennsylvania. Palestinians were killed in the West Bank as world leaders tried to avoid regional war. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
At least five Palestinians have been killed and around seven wounded by Israeli fire during military raids in the occupied West Bank. The Palestinian Health Ministry says four people, including two 19-year-olds and a 14-year-old, were killed in an overnight raid in the village of Aqaba in the northern West Bank, adding an 18-year-old was killed in a separate raid in Jenin, a frequent flashpoint where the Islamic Jihad militant group reported heavy fighting with the army. There's been no immediate comment from the Israeli military. World leaders are trying to stop tensions in the Middle East from boiling over into a regional war after the killings of a senior Hezbollah commander in Lebanon and Hamas's top political leader in Iran. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Bangladesh's president dissolved parliament Tuesday, clearing the way for new elections to replace the longtime prime minister who resigned and fled the country following weeks of demonstrations against her rule that descended into violent unrest. He also ordered the release of opposition leader Khalida Zia from house arrest. The streets of Dhaka appeared calmer Tuesday with no reports of new violence as jubilant protesters thronged the ousted leader's residence. As the country waited for a new government to emerge, a key student leader said protesters wanted Nobel Peace Prize laureate Muhammad Yunus to lead an interim government. For pictures, video stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is VOA News. The parent company of U.S. tech giant Google on Monday lost a massive antitrust case over its search engine dominance. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Tensions are running high throughout the Levant.
A federal judge in Washington ruled that Google's search engine has been illegally exploiting its dominance to squash competition and stifle innovation. The seismic decision could shake up the internet and hobble one of the world's best-known companies. Google and its parent, Alphabet Inc., argued that its popularity stems from consumers' overwhelming preference for the search engine, which currently processes an estimated 8.5 billion queries per day worldwide. Google almost certainly will appeal the decision. The case may eventually land in the U.S. Supreme Court. Norman Hall, Washington.
Nigeria has detained tailors for making Russian flags that were waved during anti-government protests on Monday in some northern states, the state secret police said, in a move that underscores concerns about increased Russian involvement in Western Africa. The Department of State Services also said in a post on X that it had detained some of the tailors, quote, sponsors, without elaborating. It said an investigation was ongoing. The Russian embassy in Nigeria issued a statement where it denied any involvement in those actions. Nigeria's Chief of Defense Staff, General Christopher Musa, described the brandishing of a foreign flag during an anti-government protest as a, quote, treasonable offense after he held security talks with President Bola Tinubu on Monday. U.S. President Joe Biden met with his national security team Monday and spoke with the King of Jordan to defuse heightened tensions in the Middle East after a pair of high-profile assassinations. Israel's leader has warned the country will exact a heavy price if attacked by Iran or its proxies in the region. VOA's Anita Powell reports from the White House.
Tensions are running high throughout the Levant, with Israel facing threats from Iran and along its northern border, as its forces try to quash Hamas in Gaza after nearly 10 months of conflict. And in Washington, President Joe Biden is attempting to cool things down after last week's assassinations of two top anti-Israel figures.
The White House said over the weekend that it is committed to a hostage release and ceasefire deal that has so far been elusive, but emphasized that Washington stands ready to respond and has surged military resources to the region.
Anita Powell, VOA News, the White House.
More than 120 people have died of heat stroke in the Tokyo metropolitan area in July when the nation's average temperature hit record highs and heat warnings were in effect for much of the month. The Tokyo Medical Examiner's Office said Tuesday that many of the people who died were elderly. Officials say more than 37,000 people were treated at hospitals for heat stroke across Japan from July 1st to July 28th. On Tuesday, heat stroke warnings were in place in much of Tokyo and western Japan, and authorities urged people to take precautions. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.